this sort of thing. Now, it wasn't...
Was it the general...
People in the community, sometimes people in the community would come there and buy things, but what it really was for was for the families on the place, because you see, they didn't have cars, and it was just so far to go and have to hitch up a mule and wagons and all, and so he hauled all this stuff in there and kept it for the these colored people that lived on the place. And whatever they needed, they just came and got it, and they put it on the ledger book. And then at the end of the year, they settled up, you see. Mm-hmm. And they paid for the food and everything they'd gotten all year. And then what was left over, you know, of course, they got it in cash mm-hmm. at the end of the year that way. He had a big stallion that he rode to oversee the land, you know. And, of course, he didn't work himself. He didn't have time. You think about, but each house, each family of colored people had so many acres of land, like they'd have 100 acres of land mm-hmm. that they were responsible for, and they sharecropped, you call it, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was real liberal with the people that lived on his place, and they called him a nigger lover because he was good to the people that lived on his place, and they lived there 2 and 3 generations of colored people, and they were just our people, you know, and they didn't... they didn't move away because they had a good spot there, and then their children and their grandchildren stayed, and then when my grandfather died, they stayed with my father, stayed on the place with my father. But he would ride around over the things, see how everything was going on, see everybody and all. And I'll never forget when I was just a little kid at the time, one of the white neighbors was a trapper, and he was, this property bordered on the looter. It's called Delutri, really is a French name. Delutri is this creek. You pass it on the way, cross it on the way to Eldorado. We called it Looter Creek. And about 500 acres of his land bordered on this Looter Creek. Well, this man trapped, and he put his traps all down there. Well, my grandfather had about, 10 families. No, he didn't have that many. 7 or 8 families, you know, with homes down there. Well, he got mad because their dogs were bothering his traps and keeping the animals away from his traps. So he put poison out, he said, for to get their dogs, to stop the dogs from bothering his trap. But my granddaddy was riding through the cotton field one day, and the colored people were out there, and they would gather, you know, and they would hold this one's field out, and then they would go over to the next plot and the other section and hold somebody else's field out. And my granddaddy just happened, and of course the little colored kids were, you know, trailing around after their moms and daddies and playing all over the field and the edge of the woods and all. And my granddaddy was just riding through there on his horse, and he saw this biscuit, you know, laying down by one of the stalks of cotton. And he called one of them over, and he said, "What's this?" And they said, they didn't know, they hadn't got that far, you know. And he said, "Well, hand it to me." And they handed it to him, and it was poisoned. It was a poison. There was poison in it. And, it just infuriated him, because he said one of those children could have gotten it, you know, and been killed. Well, he knew immediately, probably, where the poison came from. And the funny part about it was that the guy that put the poison out was married to my grandfather's sister. So he took the biscuit with him and went to his house and asked him if he put it out. And he said he did. So, of course, he told him, you know, what could have happened, and he had better never, never put anything like that on his property again. But then when he died and they divided up the property, of course, he had 9 children that, you know, living, that divided the property. And my daddy got, something like 120, 130 acres of land. And then he turned around and bought... He had already